They are a running team by nature, and Vanderbilt is horrific against the run, and they went out and said, we're going to run the ball, they're not going to be able to stop it, and we're going to commit to it. And well, I think it was 20 of the first 21 they went on the ground. Like, that is commitment to a game plan that has to be applauded.
Yeah, it definitely has to be. And excuse me, it's no secret that that is the identity of the Rebels, and I think the team has been built that way, and for the past 5 years, that's how they've run, regardless of who's quarterbacking. They've run a run first style offense, and they've had success being in the top 25 in each of Coach Sanchez's inaugural season. So they're good at running the ball, and for whatever reason, they decided to stick to it for the first time. I think a couple of times this season, like Northwestern or some other games where the Rebels have played well in the first half, that's what they did. They came out and established a run game, and they rode with it for two quarters. But for whatever reason, over adjusting or anticipating defensive adjustments by the other team, they kind of strayed away from it. And then against Boise, altogether abandoned the run in the second half, which was, I think, the reason that Coach Sanchez made his statements after the game and having to look themselves in the mirror as a staff and reassess some things and get back to their core values, if you will, of what they want to be as a football team. And I think also the addition of Chad Magyar helped them to get back to that. I think, truth be told, the Rebels don't trust the depth at running back. They didn't trust it at running back before Magyar came into the fold last week. And now with he and Charles Williams as that 1-2 punch, you can get away with 40-plus carries from your running backs a game and lean on the running game a lot more, because it's not just Charles Williams. It'd be ridiculous to ask Charles to run the ball 30 times a game, and everybody understands that. He just gas out by the end of the game and definitely by the end of the season may not make it to the end. So Magyar now is a back that they trust and with the entire catalog of the playbook. And because of that, I think you saw the run game get a lot more emphasis. And I think that goes along with the philosophical adjustment and reconfiguring, because, like you said, running the ball is what they should do. And that's, I think, what they should continue to do. Maybe not as successfully as they did against Vanderbilt. It's not always going to be that easy or that you know, that big of a score and things like that. But you have to stick with it and establish it, especially with the way that your defense has been playing. You know, holding Vanderbilt to 10 points and a shutout in the second half. If you can play good defense and have a good run game, you're in position to win a lot of games, and I think that's what they should do.
Caleb, you talk about Magyar in the backfield. What about Kenyon Oblad and the job that he's been doing? Obviously, on Saturday, a really solid game, more solid when you look at the actual final score. But what do you think about the job he's been doing under center and the turns and kind of the progress that he's making?
Well, he's made a lot of progress, and I think the progress isn't necessarily with his arm talent. I think he's been the person that he is as far as completing passes and throwing the ball downfield, and his accuracy, that's kind of who he's been since he came. He's been a great passer or thrower of the football, however you want to say it. But from last week to this week, in two starts, essentially, he's made tremendous leaps in game management, and that's whether it's checking off a run and getting into a better play at the line of scrimmage or understanding situation and not risking the ball or putting the ball at risk, and then capitalizing on the key moments in the game that he has. Like, the Rebels took one shot play, and it, you know, that's been a point of emphasis that they want to stretch the ball downfield through the air, and Coach Sanchez has said it all season long and before the season that they have to be able to do that. They only took one shot play last week against Vanderbilt, and it was the one shot to Randall Grimes, and that was, you have to capitalize on it when the opportunity presents itself, because it doesn't happen often. And his ability to do that is kind of what separates him right now. Also, some big conversions, whether it's third down or fourth down. The big one also around the fourth and six, I believe it was, late in the game when the Rebels had the lead and trying to keep the drive alive. They were kind of on that fringe of field goal range or punting it away and decided to go for it on fourth and six, which was an aggressive move and a risky move. Not only that, but you decide to throw it with your quarterback who's on his second start. And so Oblak being able to step in and do those things and impact the game in those ways. Now, only completed 11 out of 16 passes, which is not a gaudy number. Right. That line, if you look at it, not impressive, but those key impactful moments in the game are all the Rebels have needed at quarterback, and they've just needed somebody to come in and get those conversions or connect on that one shot play to keep defenses honest and then allow the rest of the offense to do what they do, which is run the ball effectively.